Without any further ado, I'm excited to be joined via the phone by Liz Smith from the NAACP. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Lindsay. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you. How's it going?
Doing okay. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. It turned out to be a real beautiful day. I feel like with the weather the past couple of weeks, and you guys have been planning this march, I bet that you're like, wow, I wonder if it's going to be just like torrential downfall.
Absolutely. Very thankful that it looks like there will not be a deluge tomorrow.
Nice. And so you've been kind of busy this weekend. The Eureka NAACP is doing a couple of things, right? Can you talk about what's going on today?
Sure. So just in a couple of hours, I'll be inducted as the next Eureka branch NAACP president.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So taking after a long history of wonderful presidents, including our last one, A.V. Powell, has been in this charge for 23 years. So certainly thankful for his leadership and a lot of those who preceded them. And then tomorrow we will have our annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration at the Adorni Center. And right before that, to kick it off, we'll be co-sponsoring a march with the Eureka Police Department from the Eureka Police Department to the Adorni Center. So very excited about adding that part to the program as well.
Awesome. And so the local chapter of the NAACP in Eureka, I feel like it took me a while to realize there was a local chapter here.
Sure.
What does our community see from our local NAACP chapter, and what does it look like to be a member?
No, that's an excellent question. So I'm going to answer it two ways. I would say those, Lindsay, who've been our community for some time, what they've probably most know our branch for two things. We do a soul food dinner, and we've done it for the last 47 years, which typically happens in the spring. And then we have been doing the Dr. Martin Luther King celebration for over 35 years. We started, Lindsay, before the Martin Luther King holiday even existed. And so still celebrating his birthday on the Monday that we observe now. We did a very, very short 30-minute program in front of the courthouse, knowing that many people, that's what they had in terms of a lunchtime. And then once it became a holiday, we graduated into having at least an hour-long program and doing that inside. And over the last 7 years, have been able to get the Adorni Center donated graciously by the city of Eureka.
That's awesome.
I mean, yeah, yeah. I mean, in terms of being a member, for one, to join the local branch of the NAACP, it's $30. You know, with that, you know, certainly they have all of the voting rights as a member would have. We meet the third Sunday of every month at 3:30 p.m. And the location at the moment is in flux. This afternoon we'll meet at the Labor Temple, but we're looking for a place that is handicap accessible that we could be meeting still the third Sunday of the month at 3:30. In addition to, of course, having voting rights, Lindsay, and just being able to participate, one also gets the Crisis Magazine, which is the national magazine that NAACP puts on. Now, the second part, but I wanted to answer that question in two ways. You know, one thing I really want to do with my presidency is really inspire unity. And, you know, I think, gosh, having had an African-American president the last 8 years, you know, getting ready to inaugurate Donald Trump here in just a matter of a week, there have been a ton of conversations and really a lot of tensions around race in the United States. And so I think for those who thought, oh, we've got our first black president, racial tension no longer exists, to now, you know, hearing a lot of pretty negative things that Donald Trump has said about various peoples of color, and that really inciting a lot of discussions and a lot of tensions around, oh, we're not in a race-neutral society. There still really are a lot of issues and a lot of wounds that need to be dealt with, that need to be resolved and to be healed. I'm really hoping, Lindsay, that the NAACP can provide a vehicle and venues for people to have really honest conversations, and ones that, you know, aren't always easy to have, ones that can be facilitated with compassion and openness, and also just really provoke a lot of thought and, I hope, open a lot of hearts. So I don't completely know what that looks like yet, so I would say stay tuned, to use a radio term. We will be using social media more. So that could be one way for people to either contribute to the conversation or give ideas. I'm certainly very open to ideas. I don't want to only focus on race, but I do think that is something that we can really easily do. So if folks want to go to Eureka NAACP, that's how they can find us on Facebook, and eurekaNAACP.org is our website.
All right. Yeah, I was wondering, you know, I was thinking about with this upcoming week in particular, just really seems like there's a lot of shift about to happen. And I was wondering if it felt different to you organizing this particular Martin Luther King holiday, if it feels like a different kind of situation than it has for you in the past, this particular holiday, and to the folks in the NAACP, and with what's been all going on for a long time, it looks like the Eureka Police Department, this is the first time you guys have had a march together, right?
Yes.
So it feels like there's a lot of new things happening, and it feels like maybe there's a little bit of a different vibe or urgency to it. Did it feel that way to you when you were organizing this?
It does. And excellent questions, Lindsay. I've had the honor of organizing the last, 10 Martin Luther King celebrations that NAACP has done. And I remember the excitement 8 years ago and having our first Black president and, you know, what it was like to organize that that celebration. And to organize this one, I'm involved with a lot of different things in the community. I'm also a cognitive behavioral therapist. There's been a lot of tension around this presidency. There's been a lot of grief around this presidency. And for me, I think the significance in putting together tomorrow's program was I don't want to just focus on grief. I don't want to denigrate President-elect Trump, nor his policies or nor the people who voted for him. I do want to acknowledge that there are certainly a lot of people and a lot of groups, a lot of demographics within society who are feeling really scared and really concerned. So what can we do? What can I do in this role, even if it's just some small way with tomorrow's program, to give an opportunity for people to come together, to give an opportunity for people to sing and to pray and to dance, to read poetry, and to really feel engaged, I hope, as a citizenry in a way that maybe they haven't before. And if there can be a number of groups who are feeling really frustrated, really confused, really scared in this presidency, what can they do to unite with one another? Because we can only be stronger together. So what can we do to make the next 4 years as empowering and as healing as possible, and not just focus on all the tension that exists or all the fears that exist.
Cool. Thanks again for joining us. If you're just tuning in, Liz Smith is joining us via the phone from the Eureka NAACP. There's a march going on tomorrow, and that's going to start at the Eureka Police Department. When does the march get started, Liz?
Sure. The march will get started at 11 a.m., and then we're marching 14 blocks to the Adorney Center. We do hope that this is something, Lindsay, that will be ongoing. And so Chief Mills and I have talked about, for future marches, trying to coordinate transportation for those who physically could not march, or at least physically not march that distance, but certainly want to be able to participate.
And if you can't march that distance, or it's something that's a bit challenging for you, you could still go to the Adorney Center, right?
Absolutely. So the program will still happen, and that's something that the NAACP hosts every year in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Typically, Lindsay, that starts at noon, not really knowing how long it's going to take us to march those 14 blocks. Probably safe to say if one shows up at noon, gets a good seat, that things will get kicked off at 12:15.
Great. And if you are curious about becoming a member of the NAACP, will you have forms there, or will you be able to sign up and get a membership at the Adorney Center tomorrow?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you wanted to add, Liz, to the discussion? Like, the best way, it sounds like, to see all of this that's going on is to follow the local chapter on Facebook or get in touch with you via the website. Is that right?
Yes, that's perfect. And then for those, Lindsay, who want to come to our meetings, it is open to the public. One does not need to be a member in order to come and in order to participate, just in order to vote. And so for those who are not linked up online or with social media, that's a way that they can get a paper application and also be part of our mailing list. So we still do physically mail meeting reminders or any special events that are happening to our membership. So that's another way to get linked in with us.
Great. And is it safe to say that maybe put a shout out there that if someone does have a great public meeting space that is accessible to folks that is handicap accessible to get in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. And in Eureka, certainly the county seat, we want to be as accessible geographically to folks as well. But yes, that's a great plug. If there's someone who has a space that they would be willing to lease, we typically go year by year. We would love that.
Great. Well, thanks again, Liz Smith. Liz is joining us via the telephone. And if you want to check out the meeting of the local chapter of the NAACP, that's going to get underway in about a couple hours at the Eureka Labor Temple. And then everyone is encouraged to go out to the Adorney Center tomorrow. And if you would like to participate in a march from the Eureka Police Department down to the Adorney Center, getting underway at around 11 o'clock. And you can follow them on Facebook or check out their website, NAACP.org. And thanks again, Liz. Hopefully, I'm gonna make it to the meeting today, so I'm looking forward to getting to meet you in person.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, and I am not sure if I'm gonna be able to make it to the march tomorrow. I had made plans that I didn't even really think about the plans
had
made.
No problem.
But I wish you much success if don't make it there. And thanks for all that you do for our community. I know that you do a lot with the Boys and Girls Club and all kinds of stuff. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.